Well, if you have your Bibles, we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 25. I just want to bring a couple thoughts out, and then I won't be too long-winded tonight. But Matthew 25, and we're going to start verse 14. I'm going to read it. There's just a couple thoughts. I was reading this morning. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And then to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them over 5 talents. And likewise he that received 2 had also gained another 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh, and reckoneth with them. And so that he received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents. Beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou in the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, and this is the point I want to bring out, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid this talent in the earth, and lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received many mine own usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents, and unto every one that hath shall be given, and shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant unto outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." But we look at that part where it says, we understand that there's faithful servants here. Some were given more, some were, based on their several abilities. We all have different abilities. But I was looking at this verse 24, it says, "Then he which received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed." And I was thinking about what's going on in America today, is they're trying to destroy our economy. They're trying to destroy what we work hard for and give what we've worked hard for to those that don't work at all. But we see here in God's economy that it's the opposite. He blesses those that are busy doing his work, but he takes away from the lazy and slothful. As he says here, his Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant. But I also looked at the cross reference to where it says, Thou art a hard man. Let's look at Matthew chapter 20, just a few pages back. Thou art a hard man. Verses 11 and 12. It says, "And when they had received," this is the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. Some came in the morning, some came midday, and they all agreed to a penny a day based on what they agreed with the Lord. But at the end of the day, there was an hour left, and there were still laborers, so he brought them out, and they agreed to a penny for that time that they were there. But then we see here in verse 11 and 12, it says, "And when they had received it, they murmured against the good men of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour. Thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden in the heat of the day." Isn't that like we hear today? People complain, and they murmur. But in God's economy, when they have agreed to do something, whether it was 1 hour or all day, they agreed to that agreement, and he stuck to it. But then it also refers over to, see, they murmured against him because of what he did. Let's go to Malachi. Malachi chapter 1. Malachi chapter 1 and verse 13. We're actually going to go back several verses here. Let's start in verse 9. It says, "And now I pray you, beseech God, that he will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means, will he regard your person, saith the Lord of hosts. Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do ye kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. From the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it, in that ye say the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, and is contemptible. Ye said also, Behold, what a weariness is it, and have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts. Ye brought that which was torn, and lame, and the sick, and thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and valeth a sacrifice unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen." And what come to mind when I was reading this is the simple fact, you go back to Matthew 25, you have two people that were faithful, two people that were obedient, and God blessed them. God does not bless the slothful, the lazy. And I get so upset and furious at what's going on today is because they're trying to get people to the point where they don't want to work, and they're trying to tear our society apart. But we see, we could be reassured that everything's going to be fair when we stand before the Lord. And that's a blessing. We have something to look forward to. And then we see in 1 John chapter 5, in verse 3, and then we'll get to our prayer time. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. And this kind of tops it all off. It says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And it's so nice. It's a blessing to sit there and see what Scripture says about the faithful. God's going to bless the faithful. And one day, all of this stuff we see around us, and we get so fed up with it, we just got to remember, just like back in Psalm 37, where he was getting frustrated about the evil, and it seemed like they're always getting blessed, they're always getting this, but we need to realize that we have a hope, and they don't. We have to realize that God blesses us for our obedience, and we may not all, things may not always go the way we want them, but in the end, God has the last say in it. And they might complain, but it says, "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments." And 1 John 5 and verse 2. I got to continue to remind myself, as I was getting a little heated at supper time tonight, thinking about all the stupidity in the world, but we got to realize that God's in control, and that he's going to bless those that are faithful, and those that are not are going to be punished. And we got to realize they have a day coming. And that brings up another thing, is that's why we need to be alert, because I do believe our time is short, and we need to be out there trying to be a witness for Christ as much as we're able to, as our able bodies are, because there's going to be a day it's going to be too late. And then we're going to have to stand before the Lord and answer for our own actions. But I do believe it's just a blessing to see what God says about this. And even though people may look at people that work hard, I've been around people that think, well, I should have what he has. Well, work for it and you can have it. Anybody can have it if they go out and work for it. But we live in a society today, everybody wants things for free, but somebody has to work for it. But thank God, one day we're going to stand before him, and he's going to bless us for keeping his commandments and living for him. So let's pray.